Wow. Hello. It's been a while since the two of us. Just the two of us.
It's so romantic.
We got the banana in between us. It's like we're having a threesome right now.
with the banana?
Yeah.
It would have been three of us, but we had a girl cancel on us last minute. Mm-hmm. She was a porn star. We're not going to name her name.
Well, I mean, you know, some porn stars are very flaky.
Yeah.
Some.
Well, she got a shoot. The thing is, she allegedly got a shoot in the afternoon. Who am I to tell her not to make her coins? Like, we're not paying her.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she's definitely not coming back on again.
Yeah. No second chances.
No second chances.
Yeah. So what'd you think of JT? There's a little heat, I've noticed.
Yeah. So we just literally like an hour ago just had this Asian pickup artist. Uh-huh. Okay. What did he call himself again?
A life coach? Number one Asian.
Self-proclaimed? Somebody named him.
USA's number one Asian dating coach.
US, follow him.
Okay, I'll follow him.
USA's number one Asian dating coach.
Uh-huh.
JT Tran.
He's nicer than I thought. Remember when we just pulled up, we were roasting him, or I was roasting him?
We were roasting him. Dude, we hadn't even gotten out of the car. We're pulling into our parking space, and Jade's mouth started shooting her mouth off. Like, the cowards we are in my car.
Yeah. I mean, he was just standing there, like, with his smile, you know? I had to.
I thought that he was going to come on the show and try to pick us up.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I thought he was going to, well, I'd be like, and be like all like, and neg us, and like, you know, take fake hair out of our faces and whatever.
But he didn't.
Because he's like a life coach. And also, he's not into Asian girls.
And he's so wholesome.
He's very wholesome. Yeah, I thought he was going to be more like, I thought this was going to be more of like an Andrew Tate debate.
Yeah.
And that's like, in my head, I went into that conversation. I was like, this is how I'm going to edit it. Uh-huh. This is how, like, we're going to get viral clips from it. Uh-huh. We're going to be feminist. And he's going to be like this, like, red pill guy. But he wasn't.
He wasn't at all.
No, he wasn't.
That's why you're upset. Because he didn't give us that, right? You expected, like, a lot more hostility from him.
He didn't give us the content that I was expecting. He gave us, he portrayed himself in a really nice way, unfortunately.
I think if you look at the video, if you look at your body language, no. I could sense all that angst energy. You're just like, that's not the answer I wanted.
Fuck, am I going to see that? When I play back the footage?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's all good. We got to self-analyze ourselves.
We do have to self-analyze, I guess. What was the your favorite thing about JT?
I think the indirect and direct thing that he talked about stood out to me the most. Like, different ways of picking up. There's different ways of picking up women.
What way would you rather be picked up? Indirectly or directly?
I personally like the indirect way.
You like the indirect way?
Yeah, because it's like you're playing, like, mind games a little bit. And you got to figure out, like, oh, does he like me? Does he not like me? But if a guy comes up to you and be like, oh, yeah, I love you. I think you're so attractive. Like, I think that's a turnoff for me.
Mm. Okay, but what if it's a guy that you're not really into? Like, if it's a guy that, like, is not your type or whatever, and he comes up and he's like, oh, and he tries to start a conversation with you. And he's just like, where's the nearest Starbucks? Oh, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Like, wouldn't you rather him just be like, hey, I like you. I want your number. So you can reject him right off the bat. Rather than waste your time trying to play his stupid games.
Oh, then I would just friendzone him. I usually just friendzone them right away. And then if they still try to be indirect, they're going to just be my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to give them any time of day anyways.
Mm.
Yeah, like, if a guy, like, came up to you and does the indirect thing or the direct thing, like, you're not really going to give them the time of day.
Yeah, but, like, would you still give them your number as friends and stuff?
Like, I'd give them my Instagram. I would never give them my number.
Oh my God, speaking of Instagram.
Oh, fuck, sad. Still?
No, I don't think I'm ever getting it back, Jade. I don't think it's ever coming back. I paid, I like, my last resort was to pay someone. I paid him like $4,000, uh-huh. And they knew someone within Instagram who was like a little bit higher up than like normal engineers. Uh-huh. And he had like, and he saw the notes on my account. And basically, like, they couldn't go the usual route of, like, saying that my account got hacked. Mm-hmm. Like, they basically said that it required a higher level of clearance from someone to unban my account, and that got denied because my account's gotten banned so many times. So it's done. I'm done.
No,
the sixth time.
What did the notes say?
That that it required a higher level of clearance from someone in the company to unban my account, and that person or that department declined.
Oh, the higher person declined?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no
I guess I just had to start it from the beginning.
No, I hate that.
I know, I hate that too.
You built that shit for like 10 years.
Okay, for like 5 years. Half of 10 years. 10 years divided by two, yes.
Yeah, fuck.
It sucks, man. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, she didn't do anything.
What'd I do? Meta? Oh, well.
Water under the bridge.
I guess. All I can do now is just pray and hope for Meta's demise in the near future.
Or there could be someone more higher up than that person.
Yeah, what I really got to do is I gotta fuck someone who's like, who has all the clearance.
The CEO.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
I bet if I could at least get in front of Zuckerberg. I bet I could. I don't necessarily have to sleep with him. I just have to bother him enough for him to be like, fine, here's your fucking account back.
Why don't you just do that?
Like, where can I even have
LinkedIn,
access?
LinkedIn is the new Tinder.
Dude, there's no way that I can fucking get a hold of Mark Zuckerberg on LinkedIn.
Just make like a sexy LinkedIn, like a business LinkedIn.
I actually do have a sexy LinkedIn. And then after that story went viral, I have so many people hitting me up on LinkedIn.
Oh, shit.
There is a sexy, I have a sexy LinkedIn. So what, like, yeah. My company is OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
It's like the company that I work for.
Why don't you message him?
I don't think you can just message Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, that's true.
I think on LinkedIn you have to have like connections with people.
So why don't you make all the Facebook connections?
I mean, I feel like Mark Zuckerberg is very unobtainable. If you can get to him, though. What the fuck? There's a fly in this room.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll find someone online that can.
Didn't you meet someone on Coffee Meets
Bagel?
Yeah,
but he didn't respond to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I asked about his cat. and I think I don't even remember.
And then you asked about my IG account.
No, I don't even remember. I don't think he responded to the cat thing at all.
Oh.
Like, I think he knew that I was up to no good. You know what I mean? I think he knew my ulterior motive.
Oh no. Have you been on dating apps?
So I put myself on Tinder so I get a lot of followers and it's working.
Really?
Yeah. If you just put yourself out there and okay, so I learned this on TikTok.
Okay.
You put your profile on and you just say in your little caption, oh, I don't come on here too often. If you want to get in touch with me, this is my Instagram. You can DM me. And I gotten a lot of followers from that.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I want to make a Tinder profile to boost my IG. Now that I only have a couple thousand people following me, fuck.
A Tinder and a Bumble.
And a Bumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because those are like quick swipes and a lot of people see you. There's a lot of...
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of attention on that, so.
Okay, okay.
Try it.
That's a good idea. Good growth idea. Yeah. Good growth hack is putting your IG on Tinder.
I learned it from this TikTok guy, and it was like, he was like a black male, and he would say like, how to manipulate men 101, and these are the things.
Okay, what other things did he say?
Oh, he has a whole account.
On how to manipulate men?
Oh, it's all about like gaslighting men and making them feel so insecure, and when you make a guy feel insecure, then you can ask for what you want. So for example, if you have like a guy, if you want to get like a necklace or a bracelet from a guy,
mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, babe, you can't afford that right now. Like you gotta like get on his ego first, and then you ask like, oh, I really want this gift.
Has that ever worked though?
I don't know. This girl online said she tried it, and it's all about like the eyes and like the energy you give to him. Like, you make him feel like shit first, and then you ask for what you want.
God, but if you really like a guy, do you want to make him feel like shit about himself?
No. Technically, you're not making him feel like shit. It's just, like, a little part of him that feels like shit.
So that's okay.
Yeah. But then afterwards, you make him feel good afterwards. So it's like an up and down thing.
Oh, my God. That's so toxic.
Male manipulation 101. Yeah.
Do you think they do that to us?
I think they do that to us. Yeah, like, the alpha guys do that to us all the time. So we should be able to do that to them.
Does that work on Asian guys, though? The manipulation? Maybe it only works with, like, white alpha males.
For example, like, what? Like, the negging?
Yeah.
Or talking down to making someone feel insecure?
Yeah, well, I think it might work on some Asian guys, too. It depends on the guy. Because I feel like with some guys, if you make them feel insecure, they'll just be like, fuck you. And move on to the next girl.
But you can't say shit that's, like, too haunting to their ego, just a little bit.
Wait, what is it that you said to that guy that you were seeing? This is like a couple months ago. The guy from Florida, you said something to him, and it made him think. Never mind.
Wait, was it like you know, you're not my first pick, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Like, oh, you were my last option. I settled with you?
I think you made him feel like you were settling with him, and he got really quiet.
Oh, did I say that in person? In front of you guys?
No, you told me later.
Oh, that's shit.
What you told me later.
Damn. But now I make him feel good. Now I'm be like, I use what you do. Like, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
I make him feel like good now.
I think my problem is I need to be more toxic like you, because I think from the beginning I make them feel like they're the best.
Uh-huh.
Like, and no, then they don't appreciate me.
No, yeah, you got to come in with like that your shit energy, and then you improve slowly because you're liking them more.
Yeah.
They got to show themselves that they got to prove to you because you're the catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the way, your shit energy is I need to bring in the beginning, only in the beginning.
And then you like warm up to them slowly.
Yeah. Like a cat.
Yeah. Like a cat.
Okay.
Like, we're like female cats, you know?
Yeah. Why do I act like a labradoodle then? What are some things that you can do to give them your shit energy?
Just like I feel your shit energy. Let's see. In the beginning, like if they ask you a question, don't answer their questions.
In person?
In person or over text. Like over text, I never answer like guys' questions. Like when they ask me, oh, do you have any pets? Like I just like disregard it.
What?
Because you don't have. I'll
show you. No, let me see. What?
I just disregard all the questions.
Oh my God, Jade, I will go as far as to like reply the specific questions. Like, you know how you could reply on iMessage? I'll like, reply to each bubble.
I'm so dry. Okay, so there's this guy that wants to play basketball with me. And look, like. Here. What cool b-ball she sounds like.
Oh, is he the Chinese guy? 626 number?
Yep, Chinese guy.
How'd you meet him?
This is on Coffee Meets Bagel.
So you want...
So he's asking
Wait,
me...
so you want cocaine, ice, or special K? Is this him?
Yeah, that's him. Because I was asking him, you deal drugs?
Oh my God.
I was like, you deal... Because he's a pharmacist.
Oh.
So, you know, you want codeine, right?
Yes, I do want codeine.
There we go. That's why I'm talking to him.
I want codeine.
We both do. Codeine okay. as like a fun activity.
As a fun activity. We like cough syrup as fun activities.
And then he said, I saw you like investments too. Do you do stocks? And I just completely disregard that. What kind of pills? I don't want to... You're not going to get to know me.
This guy's asking her about investments and stocks, and she answers with what kind of pills.
Yeah, that's just very dry. And then he tells me about all the pills.
Norco or Tylenol 3 also has codeine in it. Those are still available. Xanax are good. Uppers with alcohol gives you that relaxation mode. Oh my God, dude, this is... You fucking found a corrupt pharmacist.
Yes.
You found a corrupt pharmacist on what, Coffee Meets Bagel?
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
God. That's amazing.
And then I flopped on him. Like, hey, I'm a little tired today. I don't want to play basketball with you anymore.
Damn, what does he look like? Is he cute?
I mean, he's like a very tall Asian guy, like regular.
How tall?
190 centimeters. So that's like 6'4".
That's pretty good, Jade. And you flopped on him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's how you play the game.
Oh, God, fuck.
They got to chase you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to be more like a cat.
And I'm not that interested in him, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like whoever has more interest kind of
loses. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always try to make sure I don't have any interest.
Yes, me too. Me too. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I guess. But don't you sometimes get bored? Don't you just want to, like, be in love?
I do want to be in love. I get lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, you know, that's the downfall.
You have pride.
That's the downfall of my ego.
Yeah. We should all have some more ego.
Yeah.
Me
and you are like the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's why we get along so well. Because we're the opposite.
Because we're the opposite. Who else can we talk shit about?
Should we talk shit about the not the porn stars, right?
What do you think about the girl who? What do you think about Ava Marie?
Oh, I think she's really nice.
I think she's really, really nice too.
I think she's one of the nicest people. Yeah, she has good energy.
She really does have good energy. I like, so the girls that I've come by with. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Never mind, because they're not.
What? I want to know.
Not Ava Marie, but we've had several girls come on the show. And we won't say which ones have boyfriends who have come with their boyfriends, but several of them have come with their white boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
Most Asian creators. Their white boyfriends have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know we talk a lot of shit about how, like, white guys objectify Asian girls, but, like, of the Asian girls that have come on our show with white boyfriends, their boyfriends have been really cool and supportive.
So super nice.
Maybe we've just misjudged white guys.
Why? Are you thinking of dating white guys now?
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
no. Why would I? No.
Didn't he say, JT say, to increase the pool of races?
He did say to increase the pool, but I think that's for Asian guys.
Oh, that's true.
Right? We don't really need to increase the pool.
No. We're going to stick. We're loyal to our race. Yeah. We're going to stick to our race till the day we die.
I think we are.
Asian for life.
Asian for life.
Asian for life. Yeah. But I do think that Asian guys should keep trying to go for Asian girls, you know what I mean? I just think it's like, I don't know. When I see an Asian guy, when I see his past and he's dated a lot of like different types of girls, that's a red flag for me.
Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Diversity in your dating history is a red flag.
Yeah, because they have so many types. Like, they would just go for anybody.
Oh.
Right? They wouldn't just go for me because, like, you know, Asian, right? They won't go for like a specific type. They like everybody. So they think everybody's attractive.
Oh, so they're just out here just like looking at everyone like a piece of meat out here. Uh-huh. Okay. So it's like more competition.
I think so.
I never thought of it like that. Let me think. Yeah, I haven't really thought of it consciously. Like, it's a red flag if they've dated a more diverse girls, but I feel like with the Asian guys that I've dated, most of them mostly date Asian girls.
Mm-hmm.
One guy that I was like, that I was like kind of talking to, he said, I asked him about his like, his dating profile or dating, online dating game. And he said that he filtered by race. So only Asians. But if he felt like, and basically his strategy was to swipe right on everyone and just to see who he gets. Because for guys, apparently it's really, really hard to match. I didn't know that.
It is really hard for guys, actually.
Because with a girl, it's like as soon as you put your profile on, it's like your phone just fucking blows up with notifications.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that for us.
Yeah, so this guy said that he mainly just puts it on Asian girls, but like sometimes when the pool is really dry, he has to open it up to like he opens it up first to white girls and then Latinos and then black girls.
Is he attractive? What would you rate him out of 10?
6.
Oh,
but he has a good job, so like 7.5.
Huh.
Yeah.
He makes like what, 250 and up?
Something like that, which in LA is not that great, but you know, he's a big boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, do you now, Jade? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you?
Yeah. I won't drop names.
Okay, don't drop names.
Afterwards.
After. How's your dating life going?
My dating, I'm taking a standby, so I'm just trying to be more focused. I feel like the dating is a big waste of time, especially online dating. There's a lot of trash out there, so I feel like I'm just stopping.
Have you ever thought about dating another creator just to get more ahead in the content world?
Huh. No, I never thought about that. Do you think I should do that?
I think maybe, because Nectar is doing better now.
Okay.
Should you try to date Wutok?
I mean, he is easy pickings. I mean, he's very thirsty. He's always hosting these like gatherings with all the female creators. So, I mean, but like, how will that help me get ahead if I date him? How will he benefit us? You know what I mean? I don't think he will.
Might be easier to get to his guests because it used to be that they were taking our guests,
uh-huh.
But now they're getting some really, really good guests.
I'm messaging his guests.
You message his guests?
I message his guests, but they're not responding back.
Yeah, why? I wonder why.
I think maybe Wootalk was like, don't go on their podcast.
Wootalk, is that true?
Yeah, I think Wootalk is podcast. Like, oh, you know, heart of the, these girls are probably going to ask you because they saw you on. They're probably going to ask you. So just make sure you say no. I feel like
is that really what's going on here? All right, Wootalk. Jeremy, answer.
Answer.
Answer us, damn it.
Just because we're your competition. I mean.
Not really competition.
I think it's a collaborative effort.
I think so too.
Did we try asking them on here?
No, we didn't. But, okay, so I have this. Okay, so Drunk Fruit has uh-huh. sponsored some of our episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if it would be okay with Drunk Fruit for us to have Nectar's CEOs on our podcast.
How do you think that will play out if you were to estimate?
I think
you think the Drunk Fruit and Drunk Fruit would be okay with that.
I don't know if Drunk Fruit would be okay with that. I know personally two of Drunk Fruit's founders, and one of them is very, very competitive
mm-hmm.
with Nectar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We went to a Nectar
event,
and
that person got upset.
I got thrown a little bit of shade for that.
A little bit of shade?
A little bit of shade for that. So I'm wondering if that would be the right move, is to bring...
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you're hesitating.
That's why I'm hesitating. Mm. Even though I feel like this is a collaborative effort.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think we're all creators. We all grow together.
Exactly. So, Asian creators.
Yeah. We stick together and we all help each other out. So I don't see why a drunk company would.
Do you think maybe we should have Nectar and Drunk Fruit come on here?
Yes.
Together?
Yes. And then they could have a argumentative conversation.
Yeah. They could just talk to each other.
Yeah.
And get the bad blood out of the way.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
But then we should have them, we should talk to them too.
Yeah.
To their podcast peeps.
Yeah.
They're podcast besties.
Besties.
Mm-hmm. Don't be scared. Just share.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. I remember in the beginning, they're like taking all our questions and everything too.
Yeah. Yep.
We caught you.
We caught
don't
you.
Don't know that we know.
I watch all of your clips.
Yep. Yes.
That body count question. That's a good question though. I know it is. I notice.
The shade. Oh my God. The fair.
No, but I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they're doing good. We had to take a little bit of break. We have, we had to change producers. Mm-hmm. We had some logistical problems. Mm-hmm. Actually, the studio that we're shooting in right now, we're still going to have some logistical problems.
Oh, because we're not going to be using it.
We're not going to be using the studio anymore. So we're just like nomads at this point. It's like wherever floating. We can shoot, we will shoot.
Floating around.
Yeah, floating around like homeless children. He's going to take us in.
It's all good. We'll find a father.
We'll find. Does anyone want to be a
podcast father? Podcast daddy?
Podcast daddy?
Podcast daddy.
Please?
Will you take us in and put us in your basement?
Yeah. I'll shoot from your basement.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, okay. It can't be too hard. It just takes one story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one. Yeah, but I think this is the problem that we have with having people work on the podcast is that we ask people that are already our like fans and followers to come and help us. And of course they do, but they're not the most qualified people. They just want to
bang.
I mean that, or just be like part of our lives, which is fine, but it's like, we need someone who actually knows what they're doing to help to do this for us.
Mm-hmm. So we need a professional.
Yes. And I'm okay with paying them. Uh-huh. Just like how we have Eddie as our editor. We pay him. And he edits really good clips for us.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
But then Eddie also, does he still edit for
Nectar?
For Nectar, for...
You heard that? You heard that, Nectar?
I don't...
We got you, editor.
I don't think he does, right?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
They have a new one.
Yeah, they have a new editor.
I wonder what happened. I'm really curious.
I think they're still...
Friends.
They are still friends, yeah.
Maybe he was too expensive for them. Or maybe they found a... I don't know. It could be anything.
Eddie's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, did you see Viet Trap is on as the new co-host for Nectar?
No, I didn't know he was a new co-host. They have three people now?
I guess.
Wow. I mean, he does say some interesting stuff. He is a personality.
He is definitely a personality.
So I would say good for them.
Should we add could we get a third personality on here?
Yeah, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking a gay guy. I think we
Oh, yes!
Listen, Jade, we need like a female... like male perspective.
What about that skincare dude?
He's not gay, Jade.
Oh, but
he's
like,
not fucking
he
gay.
He sounds gay.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you the story about how there's a skincare guru named Yaya Young on IG, and he's a skincare influencer, and Jade tells me he's gay. So I'm out here talking to him every day, have like just like talking about skincare, and we're getting really, really friendly. And then one day,
he's very nice.
He is very nice. And then one day I'm just like I say something about boyfriends, and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, are you gay? And then I put the little fingernail paint sign, and he's like, no, who told you that? And I was like, Jade, you bitch. What the fuck? He's not gay.
I mean, you would assume because he does skincare.
This is why we cannot assume these things. Skincare is genderless.
Okay, so like we talked afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. We had a conversation on IG about this. And he's like, my hypothesis is that I feel like he uses skincare to get girls. He has many female friends. Many female friends.
Yeah, but does that work though?
And he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend and many female friends. So I think the skincare game really works because that's what girls do, right?
That's true. We take care of our skin because we have to.
Yeah, and we're passionate about it. Yeah. And he's more passionate about it. So I feel girls like gravitate to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I gravitated to it because I thought he was gay.
But
I let down my walls. I let down my girly walls, you know? Yeah.
That's all good. So we need a real gay guy, huh?
Yeah, we need, like, a real gay guy. I wonder if we have any gay male. I feel like it would be cool to have a gay male perspective.
Hey, didn't John know a person?
Who's gay?
Yeah, and he said that he was willing to come on. But I don't think we ever reached back to him, or we forgot about him.
Oh, maybe we did.
Yeah, I think there is a gay guy in our loop, but we just forgot about him. And he even messaged us, gladly to come on. And then something happened, and we forgot.
Fuck. Jesus.
I gotta look through the DMs.
Oh, fuck. That's a lot of DMs to look through.
Oh, shit. Or I could just contact John. It'll be fine. We'll find one.
We'll find one. Oh, but what do you think about,
Viet Trap?
Yeah. Do you think he's hot?
No. I think he looks like a child. No! I did not. Let me cut that out.
Clip it.
No. No, I just, I feel that if I were to talk to him, we would clash because he is very strong. He's a Gemini, too.
You know his sign?
Yeah, I watched their podcast.
Oh, yeah?
I watched their interview. And I feel like we would just butt heads.
Oh, because you guys are both the same sign.
We're both the same.
You're both crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Do you like his tattoos?
You mean his face tattoos?
Yeah.
Do you find him attractive?
I'm looking him up right now.
If you were to rate him out of 10, what would you rate him?
Ooh.
I know he's your type.
He's really skinny.
Yeah.
I feel like I would fucking break him. I think out of 10, I would give him a... I'd give him a 6.5.
Damn.
Is that good?
Oh, shit. I thought it was going to be higher.
Why?
Because, I don't know. I thought that's your type usually. Officially, you like guys with tattoos.
He's a little small. Because I'm pretty tall.
We saw him in person. He was shorter than he really was.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're shit-talking him. All love.
They're most likely no one's going to ever gonna hear this.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as we don't clip it, or will we? Will we clip this?
You're a child.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm into the face tattoos, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they're okay here's what I'll say about, like, I feel like he's bangable. Like, I want to bang him, but not date him.
Yeah. He's that type. I don't think he wants relationships out of any girls either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just pass him around.
I feel like we put guys in categories just like guys put us in categories.
Yeah, I think we do too. Like bangable, dateable, right?
Yeah, I feel like all girls do that.
Yeah.
Bangable, dateable.
Yeah. Do you think there's ever like intersection between bangable and dateable?
I don't think so.
Wait, no. All bangable, no.
I feel like the bangable ones cannot be boyfriend material.
But obviously the boyfriend material ones are bangable.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this is the Venn diagram.
We're all making graphs now.
We're making graphs. All guys that are dateable are bangable, but not all guys that are bangable are dateable.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're completely right on that.
So what type of guy would you say are bangable but not dateable?
I feel like the guys with tattoos are bangable but not dateable.
From what I've experienced, because your girl loves guys with tattoos, mm-hmm. I would agree that they are, and I really wanted to make them dateable. I tried to date all of them.
But what happened instead?
They just fucked around on me. It was a lot of like, I mean, I feel like they took me out. They treated me right. I mean, it was good sex. Uh-huh. But when it came down to like committing and being in a committed relationship, they had every reason not to do it. Every reason. And then it would just, you know, they would eventually end in either just like me being like, I'm not going to fuck around with you anymore, or me getting ghosted. I'm not saying it's just the tattoos, but
tattoos are a big indicator.
I feel like tattoos might be a red flag.
I think, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, tattoos are a red flag, especially if you're tatted a lot.
Yeah. Especially on your face.
Yeah.
If you're bold enough to get a tattoo on your face, that means you do not care what your mother thinks at all.
Oh, do you think he has a bad relationship with his mother?
I don't know. I don't want to.
Do you think tattoo guys have mommy issues?
Ooh, do tattoo guys have mommy issues?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Oh, but for sure.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, because moms don't like tattoos.
Yeah, and they're rebelling against their moms. But what they really want is their approval. What they really want is their attention. We figured it out.
You made their hypothesis.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Okay.
Right, this hypothesis, guys. Oh. Guys with tattoos have mommy issues. So the ones with tattoos on their faces, biggest mommy issues ever.
So what about guys with daddy issues? Is there such thing?
I think there is definitely such thing as guys with daddy issues.
So how do you differentiate the both? And which one is better than the other?
Guys with mommy issues. Ooh. Guys with mommy issues.
I feel like
guys with mommy issues do things that mommies wouldn't like in order to get their attention, like tattoos. Uh-huh. Guys with daddy issues become gay because that's what daddies wouldn't like.
Oh,
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, or they dress a certain, maybe they dress like a certain fashion where their dad wouldn't like.
Yeah, maybe. Like what?
Because like dads like to be like more manly, but say he's wearing like pink.
So like they're more effeminate.
Yeah, they're more feminine if they have daddy issues.
Did we just really crack this, Jade? Are we actually geniuses?
We're geniuses.
We're fucking geniuses. Are we actually geniuses? Okay, so hypothesis.
Okay.
Guys with mommy issues get tattoos.
And they're the biggest red flags, and they will just
act like assholes.
And they'll disrespect you.
Yes.
They disrespect women.
Because they hate women. Because of their psychological abandonment issues with their mom.
Oh my God.
And then guys with daddy issues maybe are closer to their moms.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
respect women more.
Uh-huh.
And they maybe do things that would have like they're more effeminate because they're more in touch with their feminine side.
So it's better to date a guy with daddy issues.
Better.
There we go.
There we go.
Guys with daddy issues, come our way. We're ready for you.
Sit right here. Sorry, we got laps for you guys.
We should go after JT's clients. Because he was saying, he had a hot doctor that had that was insecure. And that's exactly our type. We love insecure men.
I think it has to be a balance. They can't be too insecure, but they have to be a little bit like insecure, like autistic. Mm-hmm. I like guys that are a little bit neurotypical.
What does neurotypical mean?
Like autistic, like something that's like weird about like their neurology.
Like for example,
guys that are like, it's like kind of like Rain Man vibes, like guys that are like really smart in one specific area. Like they're really good at math or like econ or like, I don't know. They're really good at like their job or something.
Like specialists
at something.
And they're terrible at EQ or communicating.
Yeah, EQ. I feel like if you're terrible at like communicating your EQ, then you have to make up for it with something special otherwise. You can't be shitty in both. But also, if you're too good in EQ, then I don't fucking trust you.
Really? Really? Why?
Because if you're too smooth and I like come up to you and you come up to me and I just feel like and I feel like so comfortable around you, then like I feel like you give that energy out to everyone. Everyone's getting that fucking energy, you energy whore.
That's true.
The fuck?
These EQ guys are energy whores.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you to be giving that shit out to everyone. I want to feel like I'm special.
That's why you like guys with like a little bit of disability. Right?
Yeah.
Like something with their lips. Like they talk weird. What's that called? A lisp?
A lisp.
You like guys with lisps,
okay.
Right?
Okay, that's when we went. Okay, when we were filming those episodes, I was actively dating a guy who had, he didn't have a lisp, but he had a speech impediment.
He has a stutter.
He had a stutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was a jeweler. And he had a perm. He was this fat Korean guy with a perm. He literally looked like a Korean dad. I don't know what was. I was
you
so
liked
sad.
His jewelry.
I liked his jewelry. He was a jeweler.
Yeah.
I like flashy things.
How much was his watch? Or how much? Do you know how much his jewelry was?
I don't know, because like he wore a lot of really like nice jewelry. And then like I post, like he gave me some of his chains to wear. And then like people started messaging me on Snapchat. They're like, that shit is so fake, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
But he gave you fake chains?
Just to wear, like he was wearing them, and then I put them on and put it on Snapchat.
Damn.
But I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Damn. You had a Lambo too.
Oh, okay. I think the most important detail that I forgot to mention was this Lambo.
He had a Huracan,
a blue Huracan. A blue Huracan.
And I live in his building right now.
Oh my God. Have you seen him?
I don't even know what he looks like. Kat, I don't know what he looks like. You never showed me his face when you took the pictures. It's always like his jewelry and below. Like you never showed me his face. Like, so I don't even know.
Okay,
but I did like a long time ago. I was at the Korean restaurant with a guy, and I did see his blue Huracan, and I think he was sitting somewhere with another girl. I think he was sitting with like a hooker or something.
Yes, he did like hookers.
And I did tell you this story.
Yes,
and he was like. Eyeing us like really like evilly, so I think he recognized.
Probably.
Yeah, but I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, the blue Huracan definitely did help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't hurt if you're ugly to have jewelry and a nice car.
Yeah, car guys are a different being though.
What about car guys?
They're very reckless because they go on, nightly they do their little meetup.
All yeah. Right?
They drive extremely fast, and it's just, I just feel like sometimes it's unsafe, especially the way they're driving. I used to be in the car scene, so every night they would have like the secret society meetup group of cars, and into the midnight they would just drive fast and race each other.
Car guys, mommy issues or daddy issues?
Mommy issues.
Mommy issues?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
I feel like moms wouldn't approve of fast cars that are dangerous to their lives.
Yeah. Where do we fit in with mommy issues, though? Do we fit in anywhere with mommy issues?
I think we're very close to our mothers.
Yeah. I'm very, very close to my mom.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Closer than my dad ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Wait, does that mean we're supposed to be their moms?
Does that mean they can't call us mommy?
Yeah, but then we have daddy issues. Hmm. So then we can't call them daddy.
But we do. Because we have daddy issues. So that if they have mommy issues, they have to call us mommy.
So they're calling us mommy and we're calling them daddy.
Yes.
That's weird. That's strange.
That's why we can't date guys with mommy issues.
Yeah.
We gotta date guys with daddy issues.
The effeminate ones?
Oh,
the effeminate ones?
No, never mind. I take that back. I wanna date guys with no issues. But that's very rare in this scene.
That is
I think everyone has issues.
What are your issues?
My issues are... Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I think I'm naturally just very... I like to make guys feel little.
You like to make guys feel little?
Yeah, I like to make them feel like small and insecure sometimes, and then I like to bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
So... I like to like fuck around with their confidence. That's my thing.
Very toxic.
How about you?
I think my problem is I like to build them up too much.
Mm-hmm.
If I really like them, then I'll build them up, and then they don't appreciate me.
So let's. How do we fix that?
I need to tear them down more, and you need to
build them up.
Build them up more.
Huh. Well, how about like now? Say you're like in a relationship for a long time. You built him up, and now he doesn't appreciate you. So how would you fix that?
Cheat on him.
Oh my God, that's extreme. Shit. Then he'll appreciate you.
Then he'll fucking appreciate, cuck him.
Yeah, you should do that.
Should I?
Yeah, okay. Make him watch. And make him videotape it too.
Do you watch Tiger Belly?
No.
What
about it? Did he say something?
It's Bobby Lee and his ex-girlfriends. They broke up, by the way. Yeah. They broke up, so I was watching old clips of them, and apparently Kalilah was, I saw some clips where Kalilah, like, basically was, like, fucking other guys and bringing them home, and she, like, accused Bobby of being a cuck, and he said, and he didn't confirm or deny it.
So is Bobby a cuck?
I think he gets off cuck vibes, for sure. Oh, I did an interview with his brother.
And? How was it?
It was good. Oh, we need to have them on the podcast.
What, Bobby and Stevie?
Stevie and his co-host, this white guy, they have another podcast called The Scissor Bros. Scissor Bros, I know.
I'm better than the Igloo Bros.
Eskimo Bros, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, Eskimo Bros. Eskimo Bros.
Better than Eskimo Bros.
Scissor Bros.
Yeah. Yeah, his brother's pretty nice. Stevie's interesting. Why? I think he's neurotypical.
Why?
He's just eccentric, but in a really good way, in like a very lovable way.
Uh-huh.
Like he's... he did this thing where it was pretty cute actually. Before our interview, he had to like line up my chair to make sure that it was like a direct right angle with like the table. Like mm-hmm. It was like I sat down and then he was like, oh, can you get up and like redid it? And he's like, it has to be perfect. Oh, little things like that. I was like,
You like guys with OCD maybe?
I don't know if I like them. I was just saying, I was commenting on how he was seemed neurotypical.
So he has a little bit of OCD.
Yeah, maybe OCD or like I don't know what it is. Oh. I don't know.
The I feel like the best way to pick up guys is at the poker table.
But how do you pick? Oh, actually,
you've been playing, right?
I've been playing poker, and there is a guy who's been DMing me.
Uh-huh.
From the poker games.
Uh-huh.
And he's an Asian guy.
Okay. Is he cute?
He's okay. He's a professional poker player, but he DM'd this to me.
I love you, Kat. You're my future baby mama.
Why would you say that to me?
Why would he say that to you? He's drunk. Yeah. I'm kidding. Maybe. He's drunk. He's drunk texting you. Come on.
He got really comfortable around me from sitting across the poker table from me for like one or two games.
He's probably staring at you, like simping really hard.
Lovingly.
Yeah.
And he should give me more of his money then. Maybe he should play weak hands against me.
Did he?
No.
Oh.
I don't, but he's kind of a wild player. You know, he's not a tight player. So it's really hard to like, yeah, it's really hard to read him. For the way he plays, I don't really.
It means he's good.
Play a lot of hands against him.
That means he's good, right?
Yeah.
Because he plays like risky and you never know what to.
Yep.
How to read him.
Mm-hmm. So what guys have you met at the poker table?
Okay, so all the cute ones play at the really high stakes one.
So do you play
I know, I don't. I play the low stakes one because I'm still like beginner. I play the 1-3 one, but all the cute ones play like a 5-10.
All the cute ones do?
Yeah.
Do they have girls sitting with them?
There was a girl at the table, but they weren't sitting beside them. So they were single, I think.
Oh.
But I see them like from across. They're on that side. And I could see like all of them are cute.
Which casino?
This is at Resorts World in Vegas.
Oh,
all the Asians go there.
Oh, maybe we should go, Jay.
Resorts World's nice.
Okay,
but
okay.
I gotta get good enough to play the 5-10 so we could like sit in the 5-10.
You don't have to be good enough to play 5-10. You just have to be rich enough to play 5-10. Have someone stake you.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure like the players that play 5-10 aren't like that great. They just don't care about losing that much money.
That's true. They're all like balling.
Yeah,
balling out of control.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Get rich enough to play.
Okay. I think the buy-in is like 3K or 5-10.
Jesus
Christ. Most people, like, they start with 3K and they have, like, their stacks.
But even if you play at, like, the minimum buy-in, you're probably going to play pretty shitty because your stack is probably going to be low stack if you're buying in at the table minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to buy in for, like, you know, at least 5-10K if the minimum is 3K. So you can at least play. Because you never want to play, like, you don't want to play scared. That's, like, the worst way to play.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If people just, like, bully you out of hands and they're just taking your blinds, mm-hmm. then you're not playing. You're getting your blinds taken.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be aggressive.
Yeah.
go all in all the time.
Yeah, just like Jade went all in on me on pocket sixes, which was so fucking tilted. I was like, Jade, don't fucking do it. She flipped her cards. I was like, sixes? There was like a king and an ace on the board. What the fuck are you doing?
I was being retarded. A little dumb.
But you're doing better now?
I'm doing better now.
At poker?
Yeah. I've learned a little bit more.
Good. Do you have a teacher?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. There's this online YouTube person called
Doug Polk?
Finding Equilibrium.
Oh, okay.
And he teaches his girlfriend how to play. And I think he has some very good tips. It's like GTO.
GTO?
I don't remember, but it's like the skill, like it's like they use calculations based on the probability of the best hands. Like play these hands and raise this way if you have these hands. Kind of thing. So based on what hands you have.
Oh, do you actually use the formula?
I started using the formula. Mm-hmm. It's called
it's like expected value.
Yeah.
That's how I play. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't memorize exactly how much weight, because it also depends on like where you're sitting, like position wise and stuff. Like,
that's what I learned recently too.
You just learned.
I just learned positioning.
You learned positioning, huh?
Yeah.
What's the best position to be sitting
dealer,
at?
Dealer.
Yes.
When
you have when buttons on you.
Button is the best.
Best, yes. Damn, Jane, just learned that.
I just learned that. And I learned to not play too much when you're in the small blind, because I always like play very aggressively in the small blind, and it's bad because that's where you're acting first. You learned from Doug Polk. Do you have a coach?
I don't have a coach, but I do watch Doug Polk's. I watch his YouTube videos, and I'm on his newsletters. And
oh, wow. Yeah. Study.
And then I just like on my like my free time, like when I'm going to bed and if I'm doing like podcast editing and stuff, I have poker games playing on in the background.
Oh, wow.
And then I play once a week.
Oh, you're super
I think
into
playing
it.
Is, yeah.
That's awesome.
You know Rocket Raina, she's an OF girl. She's a pro player. She played with Adam22. She's going to come on our podcast at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do they play?
I think she plays in like casinos and she plays in like tournaments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's I met her and she was playing a women's tournament.
Ooh, yeah. But tournament playing is a lot different from cash games. I think you have, like, tournament playing is, like, you have to either, like, you have to be ready to just go all in on a hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, because you can't buy back. It's, like, a different, completely different strategy. So
it's way more aggressive.
Yeah. I prefer cash games. It's a lot more chill.
Hmm. And tournaments, you got to play for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of patience.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very impressed though. You just learned positioning. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
I
you.
Tried to explain that to you, and you're just like, oh, whatever. That's good. But you know that sometimes small blind is good because you've already bought in. So like,
but it's like the worst position.
It is the worst position. Yeah. It is the worst position.
So it's best to for me. It was just best to fold.
But it's okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And then I also learned about flushes. So I tend to bluff heavily if I have what's it called, like a two card
flush?
You know the flush things?
Yes, I know.
Matching, what's it called where it's matching,
the suits are matching. Okay, so you tend to bluff
suited.
Heavily. Yeah, same. Yeah. Like you if you have a flush draw,
yes,
you tend to bluff if you so you have like
so
four of the same
in the GTO diagram. It was like a white girl method, right? He was teaching his white girl how to play, and
okay,
it was like you have to bluff more heavily if you have like a draw or something.
Yeah.
Because then they think you have a they think you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives you it gives you more value to like to see what's coming on later. Like even though you don't have the best hand now, mm-hmm. you should bluff to get other people to make them think that you have the flush already and you might actually hit the flush. The chances of hitting a flush later is like pretty is like higher. Especially mm-hmm. it's higher too if you get other people out. Like let's say they only like someone else only had like bottom, like lower pair on the board, you might get them out by betting higher,
mm-hmm.
depending on, yeah. So.
And then I recently learned how to like three bet.
Mm-hmm. Are you three betting now?
I'm three betting now. At the resorts where I was three betting like
you're
crazy.
Three betting?
Yeah, and it worked.
Like, yo,
it folded.
I caught pocket aces at a game like a couple weeks ago at a house game. Uh-huh. And there was a guy that I play pretty often with. And he had pocket kings, I had pocket aces, and at the very end we had bet called all the way through, and he's like, I bet you have pocket aces. I was like, why do you say that? He's like, I've never seen you three bet before. You would only three bet on pocket aces. I was like, fuck, I need to three bet more.
Yeah. Got to vary the playing style.
Yeah, this is gonna be a poker.
Do you
podcast,
do you ever like do like okay, say you like raise a lot, right? Say you go all in,
yeah,
and the person's deciding, do you like do any like mind tricks on them, or do you like do anything, or do you sit there and just like, what do you do when someone, when you go all in and you're waiting on them to do it, like what do you do?
I sit there and I look at my cards like this. I don't move anything. I like hold my breath. I don't do anything.
Oh.
I give no tells by doing nothing. And that's what like most poker players do, is they sit, if you watch them when they're waiting for someone to make a decision, they sit completely still. They move nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to work on that.
Yeah, don't give any tells. Don't even, you know what Cairo does?
What?
Cairo, he used to be a producer. He does this thing where he goes, I'll flip over one card if you call me. Like he does.
I used to do that too.
Why the fuck would you give out more information than needed? That is so. I was like, why would you do that? I know it's like a showmanship thing. It's like you make the game fun, but it's like the whole point of the game is to not give out any information. The more information you give the other person, the better chances they are of beating you. That's what it comes down to.
Because what I do, what I do, I go all in, right? And then I'm waiting for the guy to act. I think he's to my right. I give him a look. I'm like, I like give him this look. Like, yeah, call, and then he folds. Mm-hmm. So that tends to work for me like a lot.
I mean, I guess you could. I don't like to give out any information because then people start picking up on patterns. If you just sit completely still, they can't pick up on any type of pattern.
Mm.
But like you might even subconsciously say like call in a, like a weird way or something, and people might pick up on it and they'll know.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like even though you don't think that you're like giving out any information, some people like outwardly would perceive something.
Oh, like
something.
Other people like.
Yeah, like she, yeah. Like she shakes her head like 6 times instead of 4 times, or like, you know, she like her eyes dart this way. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
I gotta sit more still.
Just sit the fuck still.
Sometimes I just like to like stare at them. Like I just stare at them and I just look into their soul.
Mm.
And I just try to like intimidate them and see what happens. And then they usually get intimidated and they fold.
So your whole thing is a dick measuring contest.
Yes, 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 exactly.
That's why you like it. It's because it's a power contest.
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun.
Yeah. Too bad like you have to lose money in order to win money.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my main problem is like I get bullied around a lot because I don't like to lose my money, so I tend to only play hands that I know I can win, but that's not a good way to play.
Yeah, you gotta bluff more, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so this became half of a poker strategy game. Doug Polk, come on to our podcast.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be cool to get. Oh, I'm trying to get a professional drug dealer to come on our show. He's an Asian drug dealer.
What? How did you find him?
He hit me up.
On Insta?
Yeah. He asked me if I did drugs and I was like, sometimes. Why? And he has like this whole Telegram group to like selling drugs. Yeah. It's like a botanicals Telegram. But he sells like acid, molly, like weed pens, stuff like that. But I was like, we want to support Asian entrepreneurs. So come on our show. And he said he would.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to know about drugs.
But next episode, who do we have? Oh, we have Kyle Simps coming on next episode.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy who sang the song S-I-M-P, S-I-M-P. Kyle Simps,
yeah,
mommy issues or daddy issues?
Ooh. I don't think he has. I really don't think he has. I think he's very close to his mom. And I also think he's very close to his dad. So I don't think he has any issues.
I think he's definitely close to his mom.
Because he's Filipino. All Filipinos.
What? No. Finish the thought, Jade.
All Filipinos are close to their moms.
They're all mama's boys?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just from my experience. That's what I've noticed.
Are Filipinos toxic?
Ooh, I've never encountered a toxic Filipino. I've only encountered empathic Filipinos. Okay. And the empathic ones are all close to their moms.
Okay.
So I feel like the toxic ones are not close to their moms.
So the toxic Filipinos are... Oh, that's a red flag. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
So definitely there are toxic Filipinos.
We'll ask Kyle Simps his relationship with his parents when he comes on next week.
That's very important.
It's very, very important. All right, fuck fam.
Thanks, fuck fam.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was good. We just fucked around. This is how it used to be. We literally used to just, like, talk about nothing.
Fucked around. A poker theory.